launching into the third hour of the program, and you can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. We're going to get back to your calls, but I want to continue telling a little bit more of the story here about the laptop searches. So for those of you that don't know, this has been going on, and now the Department of Homeland Security, Customs and Border Protection, and Immigration and Customs Enforcement have announced that they are going to continue this policy. They like the idea of being able to take your laptop on a whim and, you know, hang on to it for several days and look around, see what's in there, because that's fun, right? Digging into people's private belongings, that's fun. That's what they're doing.
Sure. Why wouldn't they just say, oh, yeah, we can do that?
So, and that's what they are saying. In fact, they have up to 30 days. The ICE people have up to 30 days to return the laptops or whatever electronic device. So, you know, could be any electronic device here. We're not just talking about laptops. It could be your cell phone. It could be your Amazon Kindle. It could be whatever the device is. If it is electrically powered, maybe your Razer. You know, I don't know. They could take an electronic device from you and hold it up to 30 days if it's ICE.
That electric razor could be packed full of C4. How do they know?
If it's the Border Patrol, it could be up to 5 days. But as we were pointing out, if it takes the Border Patrol 30 days when they're supposed to take five, or what are you going to do? Sue them over your $1,000 laptop? You'll have to pay more for the attorney's retaining fee than that. So you basically have no way to complain. You have no way to get any
You've
sort of...
You've lost your laptop.
Right.
That's it. You might get it back, maybe, but, I mean, just think about that information. How difficult. My business is on my laptop. I wouldn't even know what to do if somebody took it from me.
The guidelines require the search to be completed within 30 days for ICE. In addition, agents must take additional steps to inform and educate travelers about the searches, and the DHS Office for Civil Rights and Civil Liberties will conduct... They have an office... within the Department of Homeland Security, one of the organizations within the government whose job it is to violate people's liberties, called the Office for Civil Rights and Civil Liberties. Anyway, they'll conduct an assessment of the policy's impact within 120 days, and I'm sure their assessment will be very thorough, and I'm sure it will determine that everything's A-OK.
Yeah, of course it is.
It's going just fine.
I mean, what else would they come up with?
The new rules provide the new rules provide a good balance between U.S. security and civil liberties and privacy. That's so balanced. We take your crap and give it to you when we feel like it.
Chokes at a chicken bone, for God's sake.
Janet Napolitano, DHS secretary, said in a statement, "Keeping Americans safe in an increasingly digital world depends on our ability to lawfully screen materials entering the United States."
Lawfully means she wrote it down somewhere.
Yep. The law is whatever they say it is. The new directives announced today strike the balance between respecting the civil liberties and privacy of all travelers while ensuring DHS can take the lawful actions necessary to secure our borders from these evil laptops and Blackberries. I mean, what are you doing? What are you securing exactly? What am I going to have on my laptop that is going to put your border in jeopardy? I mean, I think the whole idea of borders in the first place is pretty ludicrous. You know, invisible line in the sand enforced by government agents, so I don't agree with at all. But presuming there's some legitimacy to the idea of keeping the border safe, what the hell is a laptop going to do? Is the suggestion here that there's child pornography on the laptop or pirated movies?
Well, I would assume that you're dealing with is what people are going to be scared of is terrorists coming across the border. Well, I would assume
what?
Well, if they have a laptop, you can sort of see that somebody is a terrorist by the amount of what the information they have on their laptop.
The emails.
They can go hunt them down.
I see.
So, we've got your laptop. Now we know who the terrorist is, and we can go hunt you down.
You know, you think the terrorists are stupid? Do the government people think the terrorists are stupid? I mean, I understand the government is terrorists, but, you know.
I assume that they probably do think that. The terrorists don't do their research. In fact, it's regular people that don't do their research because they don't feel they have anything to hide.
Right. It's going to be regular people's laptops get stolen
yeah.
here.
A thousand to one, 10,000 to one, 100,000 to one.
A million to one. Look, if you're a terrorist and you've got some plot, some evil plot that you've been talking with your terrorist buddies about, number one, if you've got some kind of plot like that and you're tip-tapping away on your laptop about it, you'd be a damn fool to not have it encrypted. And number two, what the hell are you going to bring a laptop for across the border if you know that it's there's a chance they could search it and take it from you? I mean, this is the digital age. Any of the information that you're sending on your that you were dealing with on your laptop can be sent over the internet. You can send that information to your destination.
You would think that every that they would have a forum where you would have to have a password to get into the forum, and then they would do their little terrorist talking there or whatever.
Right.
That makes far more sense than having it on a laptop. And this is not Johnny Mnemonic, where you're trying to smuggle a hard drive in someplace. That's absolutely ludicrous.
Nuts.
Any of the information that they could have, that they need to have, they can have right on the internet so that they can have access to it. It's absolute insanity.
CPB has asserted it can search all files, including financial documents and web browsing history, on travelers' laptops and electronic devices absent individualized suspicion, meaning they don't even need to think that you're a terrorist. They can just, not like you very much. They don't like the color of your hair. They're going to take a look at your laptop. And the agency doesn't need probable cause that a crime has been committed to seize a device. In the past 10 months, CPB has dealt with more than 221 million travelers at U.S. ports of entry. CPB did about 1,000 laptop searches during that time, and only 46 were in-depth searches, the agency claims. So if you believe their numbers, then 1,000 people had their laptops violated. They had their privacy violated by these bureaucrats who have been shown in the past to have no problem whatsoever with doing things that are, a little unscrupulous. So
you're going to have to ask about the laptops they kept. Why did they keep them? Was it to punish the person that was saying, whoa, hey, what are you doing with my laptop?
Yeah.
You need that, but you can't take my laptop. Oh, yes,
we can. Watch me. Yep.
I wonder how many of those laptop confiscations, how many was it out of the 1,000 that they looked at?
They didn't. It is not made clear. It says that they did 1,000 laptop searches. 46 were in depth. So I don't know what that
means.
Let's
assume that 46 of them were ones that they kept. And I wonder how many of those, that's 4.6 of the people that they took laptops from. I'll bet you that's the percentage of people that said, whoa, what are you doing? Or they had Islamic surnames.
Or they were the Motorhome Diaries guys trying to cross a border with their website written on the side of their motorhome, attracting attention to themselves. And the cops went and looked into it to discover that these guys are a bunch of radicals, so let's harass them too. This is so disturbing. But one of the most disturbing points, beyond the fact that they could just take your laptop and look through it at their leisure, is also the fact that they're saying here, we can look through anything. Financial documents, web browsing history. All of the information on your laptop is subject to this. And remember what happened with the Motorhome Diaries guys? They were told that if they didn't input the password on the laptop, they would have their laptop seized. So everything that you have that's encrypted, they're going to say, okay, we'll need this password here. Give me all your passwords to get into your encrypted files. So even encrypting your files isn't going to do anything to save you. If you don't give them the passwords to your encryption, then they're definitely going to take your laptop.
Well,
and then they'll have to brute force the passwords open, which could take months for them to search.
I'm sure there are ways to make your laptop and make it difficult to find the information that they would want to unencrypt.
Sure.
So there would be like hiding places and stuff like that. I don't know enough about these things, as lots of people that do. But I would think that would be, that would be what people who were really hiding bad things were doing anyway.
Yep, exactly right.
And this is just to harass people.
But wait, you trust the government, don't you? I mean, you trust the government agents at the border. They're trustworthy folks, aren't they? Right? Aren't
they? Are you talking to me?
You're the one here.
No, I do not trust the government agents at the border. No.
So wait, what if they come across your credit card number? What if they come across your social security number? What if they come across, they can come across all kinds of information on people's laptops, all kinds of personal info or business information. I mean, who's to say that this won't be used for all kinds of nefarious purposes? What if a business, you may say I'm going out on a limb here, but what if a business owner knows that his competitor is crossing the border and he gets the Border Patrol to snatch his competitor's laptop, get some business secrets? I mean, business secrets are worth a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you can get the Border Patrol to look look the other way for a shipment of marijuana, you could probably get them to target one particular person and steal their laptop. I don't know, maybe that's a little far out, but my point is, they'll have access to all of your private data, whatever is on your laptop. So be warned, travelers, if you don't want something to be found, don't put it on your laptop and don't cross the border with it. More coming up.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new Bad Girls and the chilling Paige Turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today. Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's the Sickle CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, they are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Com. As we continue here, we're going to take your phone calls about anything, and then Julia is going to tell us a pretty outrageous story about a young video game guy that's been arrested by the federal government. We'll find out what that's all about. But first, we go to Corby in Florida. Corby, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, guys. I was just reading about the laptop story. It was kind of ironic. You know, you guys covered almost everything, so I won't dwell on it. But one of the ironic things was they have this entire, you know, I read some of the PDFs on their policy, and it talks about, you know, they can share your data with any government agency they would like to, and it does not have to be transparent because doing so would inform the traveler that, hey, your data might be, you know, an investigation, and they can store copies of it and all that. But the ironic part is the end of the PDF, I forget the lady's name, but it says Chief Privacy Officer is her title. And it's so funny how, you know,
Orwellian.
It's our privacy, you know.
How Orwellian it all is. I mean, the privacy officer is intruding on your privacy.
Right.
You know, the Ministry of Peace fights wars. I mean, it's crazy.
Is that called Orwellian doublespeak?
It is.
Okay. Yes. And one, you know, you were talking the other day about robots. Somebody, I forget the thing about the perfect utopia world where robots do everything for us and we don't have to do anything.
Yes.
And I had a contradiction to that. And basically it was that, you know, first off, these robots are probably going to be very expensive. So companies might buy one to replace paying you a salary because it works 24 hours a day. But basically, what they complain now about illegal aliens taking their jobs, but when robots will work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, no unions, no vacation, no, you know, we're all going to be out of work.
Well, weren't a lot of unions kind of rallying against mechanization in the past? Isn't that the case?
Oh, yeah.
Right. So this is
I'm sure I've heard that in history, so, you know, it's kind of ironic that, you know, he was talking about, oh, we're not going to have to do anything. Well, if you don't own a robot, or like, as you say, once the robot sticks the robots, then, like, in WALL-E, where the guy, the funniest part of WALL-E was when one of the people fell out of a chair, they didn't know how to get up themselves. The robots had to come get them up out of the chair because we're so useless, you know.
Yeah, but I haven't seen that movie yet, but that's what the gentleman was talking about the other night, is the movie, they couldn't remember, whoever it was couldn't remember what the movie was called. Where
it was WALL-E. Very funny movie if you haven't seen it.
So the humans are so fat and so lazy that they have these robots taking care of their every single need, right? So they basically just sit and they lounge and the robots do everything.
It's a cupcake and a cake in a cup. You know, a cupcake and a cup just appears to you. And they showed over human evolution. It starts off, you know, they were 2,100, they were 300 pounds, and 2,300. They got to 700 pounds about,
wow.
You know, eventually, but it was just,
you know, that part that part of it I don't get, because likely about the time that we can have robots, they will design food to the point that it doesn't make you fat. They will be able to make cupcakes and delicious banana sundaes.
Yeah, but it's still funny.
All protein. Yeah, sure. I mean, I understand the idea behind it. But likely they'll be able to put genes into you, do some kind of gene therapy in you that'll make you really muscular and good looking and have just the right skin tone and color, and you'll look great in the future. However, I understand what they're saying.
Yeah, I'm going to leave you with a famous quote from Voltaire that you're talking today about creationism. It's just a thing that says to believe in God is impossible, to not believe in Him is absurd. I thought that was kind of a good quote, but
thanks
anyway
for the call, Corby. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Dan in Pennsylvania. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello, Julia, Mark, and ex-Facebook friend.
Oh,
that's all right, man. I just deleted a bunch of people from mine, too. I had like 500. But
yeah, too many.
I just wanted to bring up something sort of lighthearted to get away from all of the deep philosophy and religion stuff that's been going on all week,
for which I'm
partly responsible. So, if you had the ability to stop time, and that means that the scarce resource that is time was no longer scarce to you, you could stop it with relationship to the rest of the world.
I'd do it right now and feel Julia's boobs while she wasn't paying attention.
Well, Mark, thanks for your input, because I was going to ask what you would do with it. If you you don't have to worry about aging.
What you couldn't see is, hold on, what you couldn't see is Julia's face in response to
that. She probably thought I looked like a jerk, yeah.
You just lecherous, lewd,
what do you expect?
Despicable man. But it was an honest answer, Mark, and I do appreciate the honesty. So the question is, what would you do if you could stop time?
Yeah, and you don't have to worry about aging. you don't have to worry about the fact that you would actually be able to breathe oxygen because oxygen exists in time. So, you know, forgetting all that scientific crap. You know,
Am I alone in my stopping of time, or can I stop time in concert with others?
Let's say you can bring people and things into your state with you.
Oh, that's wonderful. I would pause time and spend more time with my Lady Julia. That's what I would do. Because I don't have enough these days. There's so much business to be taken care of, so much happening. It's, you know, it's hard to get time to breathe. And play some more video games, too. I think we'd play more video games.
I'd bring a camera, and I'd go into Fort Knox, and I'd take pictures of all the places that the gold used to be.
Okay. Julia, now...
Wait, what's the question?
The question is, if you could stop time, what would you do? If you could pause time, and you could... Do anything.
Girls don't spend the time thinking about if I had superpowers like that. That question.
I used to really, really wish I could fly when I was a little kid.
Certainly,
like
flies.
That superpower was something. I don't know. I guess I would love to be able to stop time while I'm doing something fun, but I don't ever think about what I would do if I could stop time. If I could stop time, I guess I would just do what I normally do. That's fun.
Right, so not work, have a good time.
Exactly.
Right. There's your answer, Dan. Anything?
So, Dan, I have this question for you.
I'm not gone.
Okay.
It sounded like you were gone.
You're gone now. Click.
Well, wait on your question, Mark, because I want to know what Dan would do if Dan could stop time.
Okay, well, I would learn everything that I could. And since I could alternately entertain myself and learn whenever I needed to, I would... basically become one of the most knowledgeable people in the world, and of course I would use that power for good. I wouldn't become Hitler. I'd become next Murray Rothbard or something like that.
Dan's smarter than me. When I thought of time, I thought of leisure activities, and Dan says, I'm going to get smarter. That way when time is unpaused, I will be more valuable to myself and my loved ones.
Okay, Dan. So,
well said,
knowing
sir.
That banks are basically franchises of the Federal Reserve, would it be immoral to stop time and then go into the bank's vaults and take all of the Federal Reserve debt notes that they have there and then take them away and use them for yourself or whatever purposes that made you happy?
Well, I've considered using the power for sort of, you know, restitutional
purposes. You have this power?
Purposes.
Wait a second. Like, wait a second, Dan.
too much time on this one.
No, Mark, if I had this power, we would have, like, artificial planets that I had built.
Okay, great.
So, no, if I had this power, I've considered maybe using it to disappear all the politicians and stuff like that. But I think that maybe... that wouldn't be such a good idea because then people would probably start looking for God or alien that did it instead of, you know, sort of looking for the actual reason. So I don't think we'll do that.
Good point. Good call. Thank you for the question. I appreciate it. At 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. What happened to one young man who decided to modify a few game systems? Federal government came calling. We'll explain here in moments and take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks? and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. If you dial, toll free to bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. See that at shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com.
Well, we've been, Free Talk Live, we've been telling you to get some gold and silver to hedge against all the Federal Reserve notes that the Federal Reserve has been printing up. And we've entered into a partnership with Midas Resources to get you some gold and silver at some great prices so you can help Free Talk Live out at the same time. We've got Lakota Nation silver rounds for $19.70, Walking Liberty half dollars for $8.69, and you can check them out, check both of those out and a couple other coins at silver.freetalklive.com. That's silver.freetalklive.com. I picked these out myself. They're some of my favorite coins.
I believe the orders have started coming in on this because not only are you getting a great deal on some of these coins, but as you said, it's helping Free Talk Live because we are making a percentage on the purchase, and it also helps Free Talk Live from the perspective that Midas Resources owns the Genesis Communications Network. They are, or I guess they're very related. I think they own the company. But so the syndicate, the network that distributes this show to radio stations around the country, is owned by Midas Resources. So buying from Midas helps Free Talk Live directly with a percentage on the sale, and it helps Free Talk Live, and that it helps Midas stay in business, which keeps GCN on the air.
Well, not to mention that, but buying gold and silver now, we believe that the Federal Reserve note is going to continue to spiral downward, maybe even more quickly. So our listeners will have more wealth in the future, and more wealthy listeners means, well, probably better things for Free Talk Live in the future, right?
I like these deals where the listener gets something and we get something and everybody wins, and so
it's a good thing. And yeah, there's a setup there where you can do layaway so that it isn't like just buying one coin and paying $20 for shipping.
That seems pretty unique to me, that the layaway plan.
It is, and it freezes the price of the silver right where it is. It's a really great deal, but you have to use that the telephone number to make that one work. So let me give you the telephone number here real quick, since we're talking about it. 877-857-9938. It's 877-857-9938.
Friendly folks over there, too. Whenever I've been on the phone with their salespeople at Midas, they've always been just really helpful and knowledgeable.
And they're there late now. They're liable to be there right now.
For real?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And if not, you can just leave a message and they'll call you back in the morning.
All right. So that's silver.freetalklive.com, or we'll give you that number again later on a different show. 800-259-9231 is our number. Let's continue with your calls. Neil is in New Hampshire, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Neil.
Hello. I just thought I'd bring a comment about Wally. I think everybody's misunderstanding the whole thing about getting fat and everything like that.
Okay.
There's a short scene in there. It's very, very short, where one of the people notices a pool or something like that, and he pushes his water down there, and the robot comes up and scolds him as if the person is endangering himself. And the robot has basically become a nanny.
Hmm.
All those robots have all become nannies. And the big bad robot, known as Otto, is formerly known as Autopilot. There's another scene in there where they found out that the Earth is hopelessly never going to come back. And even though they have actually found life forms and everything like that, and it's time to go back, the Autopilot knows better and therefore does everything it can to prevent the humans from going back to Earth. So that's the robots all together have basically turned into a complete nanny state, and is a perfect metaphor for governance as we know it today.
So now Julia was telling me during the break that she had heard that WALL-E was a socialist-themed movie. Are you saying it's different than that?
I haven't seen it. That's just what some people told me, that it was very like the Earth is destroyed because we ruined it.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a contradictory message kind of thing. Definitely an environmentalist wacko, this is our future, we're going to kill everything kind of message. But at the same time, once they're on the ship and everything, as I said, the whole nanny state, in perfect metaphor with the robots scolding the people and trying to prevent them from hurting themselves. They have all these floating couches that are perfectly, they're only about a foot off the floor, and if they fall out, they can't hurt themselves, and the robots very quickly come in and pull them back up on the couch and clean everything within an inch of its life. And
so they've perfected the rounded corners kind of mentality, where everything is as safe as it can possibly be, and you can't
hurt yourself. And there's this, like, this central meeting place inside the ship, and it turns out that these people are all hovering over this swimming pool. And they've been doing it for hundreds of years, and they didn't even know it was a swimming pool. Because, after all, that might be dangerous.
That's cute.
Yeah, the environmentalist wacko message as far as the demise of the Earth is I was a little bit troubled by that. But I thought they made up for it by the perfect metaphor for the nanny state.
Interesting. Thank you for that information. Anything else you want to share?
You're welcome.
All right, Neil, have a great night. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I added it to my Netflix list. It sounds like it'd be fun. But I like those Pixar movies.
They really do make some great movies, I must say.
I think I saw somewhere that they were looking at doing an actual adult kind of Pixar film. Like, not adult like porn, but adult as in not for G-rated kind of movie.
Well, I kind of thought the B-movie was, if that's Pixar or whatever, I don't know, they're all so similar to me. I'm not on the inside on these things, but I thought that was kind of adulty, Seinfeld humor. I know that it was...
Yeah, there have been some that have been like that, but it probably wasn't Pixar in that case.
Yeah.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. There, I think DreamWorks is putting has put a number of animated movies out. They're not quite to the skill level from, I don't think, of the Pixar films, but then again, I haven't seen them all, so I'm not really one to comment. While we're on this kind of techie subject here, let's go to Julia's story about a young man who was visited by the federal government, and it was not a friendly visit. What happened, Julia?
Playing with video games can lead to hard time. Just ask Matthew Lloyd Crippen. The California State Fullerton student was arrested Monday on federal charges that he illegally modified Xbox, PlayStation, Wii, and other video game consoles to enable the machines to play pirated video games.
Did anybody know this was illegal? I mean, again, we're talking about the law here. There's so many darn laws out there. How are you supposed to know what is illegal and what's not? I mean, you would think that if you purchase a video game system, it'd be okay to tinker around with it. I thought it was.
Apparently it was yours.
Yeah, you'd think it would. Now, it violates your warranty.
Yeah.
But that's the price you pay for breaking into your box and being a tinkerer, being a hacker, if you will. So you violate your warranty, so if you want to get another, if you break the box, well, too bad. That should be the only consequence. But here they're saying if you put a mod chip in, it's a crime.
Right. He was taken into custody on Monday morning by U.S. Immigrant and Customs Enforcement agents. Now, that weirds me out, because what does this have to do with immigration? Why do they have these bureaucracies that just can do their bidding, essentially?
ICE seems to have its tentacles into all kinds of things these days.
That doesn't make any sense.
Any chance the guy's a fern?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
The arrest follows his indictment by a federal grand jury on two counts of violating the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure most people know about this act, right?
I've
certainly heard of it. I mean,
I have heard of it. It is obviously a very wide-cutting act in that it covers a lot of different territory. Normally, I only hear about it in regards to sometimes they'll send out a warning. For instance, if they look at a torrent and they find out who's been downloading from that torrent, they'll send out a DMCA warning to the internet service provider saying, hey, someone's using your internet for illegal activity. The service provider then contacts you saying, hey, we've got this warning. You need to stop doing this or else something bad's going to happen. So normally the DMCAs go out with a threat first, and they give people the chance to kind of correct their behavior. At least that's what I have understood, but apparently it's not always the case.
The charges against him stem from an ICE investigation initiated last year after the agency received a tip from the Entertainment Software Association. Last May, ICE agents executed a full search warrant at his home, where they seized more than a dozen Microsoft, Nintendo, and Sony video game consoles. Playing with games in this way is not a game. It is criminal. Said agent in charge of the ICE investigation. What a jerk.
Doofus. We're going to come back with more on this here in moments. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Is it also illegal to possess a modified video game system? More coming up. You take control. If you know and you want to comment, dial in or bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkit with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreenClean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results, from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreen Clean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreen Clean. It cleans anything.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call. If you make it right now, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support the show, you can learn how to promote Free Talk Live if you go to promote.freetalklive.com. One of the ways you can do that is by contacting your local talk radio station and getting in touch with a program director. If you're actually listening to us on talk radio, then call them and thank them for airing Free Talk Live. But if you are not getting this show on your local talk station, give them a call, say hi, and tell them the truth. You know, if you are a listener of the station, tell them that you listen, tell them what you like to listen to, and then ask them for Free Talk Live. If you don't listen to the station, tell them that too, and say you would like to listen if they would put on Free Talk Live. So there's some tips as to how to help you call local stations. You can go to localfaq.freetalklive.com to learn more about that. That's localfaq.freetalklive.com. Your calls can make a difference. All right, so Julia, you're telling us a story here, and where's the story from, by the way? USA Today?
It's actually from NBC, it looks like.
It's about a young man, and I didn't catch his age, but the
27.
27 years old. He was visited by the feds and charged with violating the DMCA, the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. Had 12 game systems seized, video game systems seized
right.
from his home.
Now, it doesn't actually say how many charges he has. It just says that each criminal count carries a maximum penalty of 5 years, so that might be 12 counts if they have 12 video game consoles. I'm not sure.
My gosh. That's generally how they do these things.
So
five years in prison?
Give me some more detail here.
Well, and more than likely, they're threatening him with 60 years in prison.
And they'll cut him a deal.
Right. Well, see, this is how they get them to cut deals. Yeah. And this is why you never get to see these kind of things come to trial. Because is this kid really going to risk 60 years of his life when in fact, they're really just going to give him some probation. And they're going to basically show, look, we're going to come after you if you do this. They only want to make an example out of him.
I have a pretty great quote from the bureaucrat who said that playing with games is not a game. He also says, piracy, counterfeiting, and other intellectual property rights violations not only cost U.S. businesses jobs and billions of dollars a year lost in revenue, they also pose significant health and safety risks to consumers.
Huh?
What? That statement doesn't make any sense at all, and I think anyone who reads that can tell.
How is having a modified game system or pirating sharing a file on the internet going to cause a hell? What?
You could get electrocuted.
Also, loss of billions of dollars a year. I have a really difficult time believing that. That's a big number.
I agree with that. The industry associations promote those numbers. The Recording Industry Association, the MPAA, whatever the Video Game Industry Association is, they promote those numbers because, well, they don't want you to think otherwise. They want you to believe that file sharing is detrimental to their business. They certainly want the government to believe that, so they'll enforce that law. But from all the anecdotal evidence I've seen of actually having file share or speak to the media when they've been asked, they've said things like, well, you know, I use these file sharing services to try before I buy. If I like the program or if I like the music, I'll buy the CD or I'll buy the video game.
Right. I download a lot of music. And the music that I listen to, the artists like that people, because I guess if you listen to trendy, like, mainstream music, those artists get all up in a tizzy if you're downloading.
Some do, some don't.
Yeah, some do, some don't, right? But the music that I listen to is so not popular that the people that put out the music say that they're happy that people are downloading their music and that their music is getting out there and that they can get their name out there in that fashion. And I think that's one thing that the internet has really helped. It's helped a lot of, like,
the little guys.
Yeah, exactly. The little musicians really get their name out there in a way that they couldn't before. And I see this as a positive thing. I do own some CDs. I do own some DVDs. But I will download it and test it out before I pay money for it.
I would never have been able to watch Penn & Teller's BS had I not downloaded
and
them first.
You own all of those.
I own every single DVD box set, and I've pre-ordered whatever the next one is. I've always got it on pre-order because I want to support those guys because they're doing a program that I value. But I wouldn't have been able to tell that I valued it had I not heard. Well, I would have heard it from somebody. Hey, this is a great show. You should check it out. Oh darn! I don't have cable. So I don't have Showtime, so can't watch the show. I guess I could wait until it comes out on DVD and then buy the DVD box set and hope that it's good and, you know, see how it is then. But that's not a real good way to get people to experience your product. You've got to get it in their hands so they can know that it's a good product and then want to get there to put their money behind it.
I would also say, I mean, because I also download some emulators of, like, old video games and stuff like that, and there are some games that you just cannot get, like the more popular games you just cannot get. So I feel like if you have an Xbox and...
You mean the less popular games?
You
said the more popular games you can get.
Games like Super Mario Brothers, those kind of games you generally can't find torrents for. I mean, I guess you probably could, but you'd have to search pretty far. My point is that if you have a mod chip in your Xbox, let's say, there's probably some games you're not going to be able to find pirated, and you'll pay the full price for them.
Well, and I think that I mean I can't speak for everybody that's out there file sharing. Sure, there are probably going to be a lot of teenagers that will claim they don't have a lot of money if they don't have a job and they're file sharing a bunch of video games and playing them. But were they really going to buy your product in the first place? I mean, if they're getting $5 a week in allowance, I don't know what kids get these days, but if they're getting a little bit of money a little bit of money from their parents, but not enough to buy a whole bunch of games, then okay, yeah, I see where you're coming from. Some teenagers probably aren't paying for the games that they're playing. But for a lot of people that can't afford to buy these products, the file sharing system allows them to see if it is a quality product first. And that's valuable. And if they see that it's a quality product, one thing that I think most people know inherently is that, hey, if Konami doesn't make enough money on this brand new Metal Gear title that they've released, they're not going to make a sequel. They're not going to make other games. If they don't get money coming in for the great products that they put out, they're going to go out of business. And you'll never get to play another Konami game in your entire life. So who doesn't realize this? Who has downloaded any kind of file, shared file, doesn't understand that inherently?
Well, you're looking about it from the practical side, but you know the question is here, am I not just allowed to share something I have?
Well, that's another thing, because I burn my friend's CDs sometimes, and I guess technically that's illegal, isn't it?
It depends on the song, honestly.
But if I have a CD, I'm not allowed to share it with somebody? I mean, really?
It's ludicrous. I mean, you could share the CD with somebody, and they can take the law, right, says you can take your CD and give it to them. That way they can listen to the CD. So they've still heard the content. If they give that back to you, that's legal. But if you copy the CD so they can listen to it at the same time as you're listening to it in two different locations, then that's illegal.
Right. I think what bothers me most about this article is how they're really trying to make this guy out to be
a
horrible person,
yeah,
by appealing to the like the loss of American jobs. Because the article is pretty much done, but at the end here it says that a total of 750,000 American jobs are lost each year from this, and
poppycock.
I don't believe it.
Poppycock. Look at the numbers from the video game industry.
They're doing fine.
The video games are doing better than blockbuster movies now. Video games are a huge and continuously growing entertainment industry in this country. They are knocking movies out of the park as far as the revenue is concerned.
So it's just asinine that they try to appeal to people's, you know, like, go America mentality and make people feel bad about this guy putting mod chips in 20 freaking video game consoles.
I mod chipped my PlayStation.
Better not say that on the air.
I already said it on the air, and it was years ago, because PlayStation, I'm talking about PlayStation.
Right.
The first PlayStation.
And you said it was difficult to do.
It wasn't that difficult. The PlayStation 2 was much more difficult because the PC board has a lot more solder points and a lot closer together, and you really need some professional or a real steady hand in order to do that.
Oh, so mean that these manufacturers could design their products to make it difficult for people to mod?
Not easy. Not easy for a PlayStation 2. But the PlayStation 1 wasn't that hard. There was a few different solder points, and my dad and I got together, and we did this, and it was a great little father-son experience, you know, pop the PlayStation open, you get to look at the guts inside, and you take some wires, and you solder them here and there, and then you can make a copy of your game, and you can play that copy. I mean, it's not illegal to have a copy of your games. You know, you could have copies of all of your games and put your games in a fireproof safe in case you're paranoid about your house burning down, and that way you can have these games, and they can get scratched up, and you can just copy another one. So it's not like there aren't legal purposes that this can be used for. It can be complete. You can have a modified game system and use it completely legally.
Yep. If I buy an Xbox 360 and I paid $400 or whatever they cost now for it, shouldn't I be able to do whatever I want with it?
Apparently not, Julia.
Wow.
Because they will tell you what is and what is not appropriate. You know what? We are out of time for tonight. It has been Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry... retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.